It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy.
Hello.
Welcome, one and all. It is January 25th, 2022, and I'm recording this a little bit ahead of time. I actually made a mistake. My doctor's appointment is at 12:30, not at 1 local time, which means I gotta hurry up. I'm gonna be able to record about 15 minutes here and then edit in a song, and I've got a pre-recorded news story or tech story that's about 6 minutes long, so we should be right around right amount of time for the show, hopefully. And please stick around. The Doobie Skulls Committee with Tobe is coming up afterwards. So let's run through it. There's a lot of news to talk about, and we're just not going to have enough time. Darn it. All right. First, in Malawi, Malawi's President Chakwera sacks entire cabinet. President Lazarus Chakwera dissolved his entire cabinet late on Monday. The move comes as three of his now former ministers face charges. In a televised address on Monday, January 24th, Malawian President Chakwera announced all the functions of the cabinet reverted to him until a new one is appointed. As he sacked his government, the president vowed to confront all forms of lawless conduct by public officials. The move comes after three of his ministers faced charges. The former minister of lands, Kezi Msukwa, was arrested in a bribery case. The labor minister, Ken Kandodo, had been accused of diverting COVID funds, and the energy minister of meddling with fuel deals. All have denied the allegations. Since he was elected in June 2020, Chakwera presidential tenure has been tainted by corruption accusations. Last August, he sacked the country's energy minister, who was arrested on corruption charges. And just recently, the Conference of Catholic Bishops and the Public Affairs Committee called for the president to relentlessly fight corruption. President Chakwera indicated a new cabinet will be announced within the next days. So, this is interesting and important because a story we didn't talk about, I don't believe, is that Malawi has recently, or at least officially, this is back in September, or November. Malawi requested Mike Tyson to become an ambassador for their cannabis industry, according to a spokesman for the Ministry of Agriculture. So, it was dated November 1st. The ministry wrote that Malawi cannot go it alone in this complex industry and needs a partner, and that it requested Mike Tyson as the ambassador of the cannabis sector in Malawi. So, very interesting times indeed. In Iran, sentences a Frenchman, Benjamin Briere, to 8 years on spying charges. An Iranian court sentenced the Frenchman to 8 years in prison on spying charges on Tuesday. His Paris-based lawyer has denounced the trial as a masquerade. Briere, who was arrested in May 2020 while traveling in Iran and is currently on hunger strike, was also given an additional 8 month sentence for propaganda against Iran's Islamic system, his lawyer Philippe Valente said in a statement. The 36-year-old Frenchman was on an overland trip across Asia when he was arrested in May 2020 near the Turkmenistan-Iran border and accused of spying. Slamming the trial, which began on Thursday as a masquerade, Valente said his client did not have a fair trial in front of impartial judges and noted he had not been allowed to access the full indictment against him. The verdict is the result of a purely political process that is devoid of any basis, he added. The French Foreign Ministry has also slammed the sentencing, calling it unacceptable and not based on facts. Breer's Iranian lawyer, Saeed Dagan, said his client had been sentenced on new charges and had not been informed about them. His sentence is based on a different legal clause than the earlier one. He's been convicted for cooperation with hostile agents against Iran, which carries a longer sentence than his previous one. He was not informed about it, and this new charge and our defense in the past 20 months while he was in jail didn't address it. Dengen said his team would appeal the verdict within 20 days. Breer had been traveling around Iran in a van, hoping to explore the country's roads as he'd done on similar trips around Scandinavia, the Balkans, and Turkey. The journey, which he was documenting via Instagram, came to an abrupt halt when he was arrested by security forces in a deserted zone near the border with Turkmenistan. So, just as a warning, no, you are not immune to getting sucked up into this kind of stuff. I don't know. It always seems like people like to push the boundaries and when they're going traveling. It's like, I'll go to Iran, or I'll go to Afghanistan or Iraq during the war, or different things like that. It just always gets me, because it's like you went in knowing that it was so dangerous and knew that this was a risk. Anyhow, what else is going on? Well, in Greece, they had a lot of snow. Greece snowstorm, thousands of drivers left stranded as storm hits Athens. Thousands of motorists left stranded on a motorway around the Greek capital Athens have been rescued overnight after a severe snowstorm swept across the region. More than 3,500 people were rescued on Monday night, but about 300 drivers remained on the Attiki Odos motorway overnight. Part of Athens were also hit by heavy power cuts, with grid operators working to restore electricity. Authorities say the storm, named Elpida, will persist until Wednesday. Overnight temperatures plummeted to negative 14 C. Government spokesman Giannis Oikonomou told reporters that the country remained in a very difficult phase, as the forecasts indicate that we will face difficulties again in a while. Environmental Minister Christos Stylianides sought to blame the motorway's management company for the chaos, saying that it had failed to maintain normal traffic conditions, despite earlier promises that they'll take adequate measures to do so. So, anyhow, a lot of people stuck on the road. Government finger-pointing ensues. Very similar to what happened in Virginia earlier this year in the United States. So, let's talk about the UK real quick. The Met, which is the police department, Met launches criminal investigation into Downing Street parties. Yep, it's serious business. U-turn from Police Commissioner Cressida Dick means Sue Gray's inquiry report will be delayed. Scotland Yard has placed the heart of the government under investigation after receiving evidence from Sue Gray's inquiry on alleged parties at Downing Street in Whitehall, and a move that will delay her report's publication. As a result, Boris Johnson will face a wait before Gray's inquiry is released, with the Metropolitan Police Commissioner, Cressida Dick, performing a U-turn and signing off on a formal investigation. Both the Cabinet Office and the Met have concluded that allegations uncovered by the inquiry are serious enough to warrant investigation beyond Gray's remit. The move is a significant change of tack by the Met, which previously said its policy was not to undertake retrospective investigations of lockdown breaches. On Tuesday, Dick told the London Assembly her force had launched a criminal investigation into 8 events where lockdown rules were allegedly broken as a result of information provided by the Cabinet Office. She said, as a result, firstly, of the information provided by the Cabinet Office inquiry team, and secondly, my own officer's assessment, I can confirm that the Met is now investigating a number of events that took place at Downing Street and Whitehall in the last 2 years in relation to the potential breaches of COVID-19 regulations. So, very serious things going on there. We'll see what the punishment looks like. Angela Rayner, deputy Labour leader, called on the Prime Minister to resign. She said, with Boris Johnson's Downing Street now under police investigation, how on earth can he think he can stay on as its Prime Minister? Boris Johnson is a national distraction. Conservative MPs should stop propping him up, and he should finally do the decent thing and resign. That's according to Angela Rayner. The Met investigation will be carried out by its special inquiry team and be overseen by Deputy Assistant Commissioner Jane Connors, who leads the force's COVID enforcement group. So, very interesting times. We'll see how long Boris will be with us. Speaking of people no longer with us, COVID denialist and Bolsonaro ally Olavo de Carvalho died of virus, says daughter. Olavo de Carvalho, the coronavirus denying mentor of Jair Bolsonaro and Brazil's radical right, has died in the U.S., with one of his children citing COVID-19 as the cause. The family ask for prayers for the professor's soul, relatives said on Twitter, after announcing the death of the 74-year-old polemicist, a towering figure in contemporary Brazilian politics, who is adored and abhorred in equal measure by millions of followers and foes. So, just a heads up there, a little RIP. Also, today is a holiday in Sao Paulo because it's their anniversary of being a town. But the reason that I think it's neat is because I didn't realize how old Sao Paulo was. They were founded, in the 16th century. Let's see if we've got a date. Oh, it was on this day in 1554 that Sao Paulo was founded as a religious mission and Jesuit Royal College by priests José de Anchieta and Manuel de Nobrega. So, Sao Paulo is the largest Portuguese-speaking city in the world with over 12 million inhabitants. So anyway, I just was like, oh, hey, cool. I forgot. Somebody told me about that yesterday. All right, we're running low on time for Marcus talk, so here is the remainder of the stories that I can get out. World news. Ireland tells Russia live-fire naval exercise is not welcome. Surprise, surprise. Ireland has told Russia its plans to host live-fire naval exercises off the country's coast are not welcome, but the Irish defense minister said the country had no power to stop it. Comes amid rising tensions over a buildup of Russia's military forces on the Ukraine border and threats of consequences for any invasion from the U.S. and its allies. Ireland, however, has a long-standing policy of neutrality and is not part of the NATO military alliance. Simon Conveney, who holds both the foreign and defense ministerial briefs, told journalists in Brussels that the Irish government had received a notification from Russia about the planned military exercises. They're due to take place about 240 kilometers off the southwest coast of Ireland. That is in international waters, but it is also part of the exclusive economic zone of Ireland, he explained. It is also within Ireland's airspace, and flights will have to be diverted to avoid the area. The exclusive economic zone is different from territorial or sovereign waters and refers to the area where a country has special rights to exploit the ocean's resources, but naval exercises by foreign powers can be carried out there. We don't have the power to prevent this happening, but certainly I've made it clear to the Russian ambassador in Ireland that it's not welcome. So, we shall see. Oh, wrong microphone. Sorry, I get stuffed up. I didn't take my allergy medicine. Ugh, I better take that before I head off to the doctor. Okay, what else is happening? All right, the UK urges European allies to ready Russian sanctions. So, they're just like, get ready, it's coming. In a hot mic, Biden swears at a Fox News reporter. He's quoted here as saying something like, a guy called out, do you think inflation is a political liability ahead of the midterms? And on the mic he thought was off, it's a great asset, more inflation, Biden said in a low tone. Then he added, what a stupid son of a bitch, as he shook his head. Of course, the live stream was still going, and the microphone was still on. So, Papa Joe, Uncle Joe, Sleepy Joe, Joe Biden, whatever you call him, just another little note on his how things are going for him. A black man in Nevada spent 6 days in jail after police mistook him for a suspect with the same name who's white and twice his age. Shane Lee Brown, age 25, was arrested in January 2020 in a traffic stop after he failed to show his license. Las Vegas police found a warrant in his name, but that warrant was actually for Shane Neil Brown, a middle-aged white man with a beard. The young man was not charged with the crime and is now suing for damages. A spokeswoman for the city of Henderson told U.S. media the younger man had been lawfully detained for driving with a suspended license. The city didn't refer to the allegations of mistaken identity in the legal action. So, he's seeking $500,000 in punitive damages. He did have a suspended license and some warrants out, but he shouldn't have been, the way he was detained wasn't okay. So that's the source of the lawsuit. Google is being sued over deceptive location tracking. Google is being sued in the U.S. over accusations it deceived people about how to control location tracking. The legal action refers to a widely reported 2018 revelation turning off one location tracking setting in its app was insufficient to fully disable a feature. It accuses Google of using so-called dark patterns, marketing techniques that deliberately confuse Google says the claims were inaccurate and outdated. The legal action was filed in the District of Columbia. Similar ones were also filed in Texas, Indiana, and Washington State. So we'll see if settings from 2 years ago can be brought up in court today. I'm interested. And last, we'll run through these real quick. Three firefighters killed and a fourth injured in a Baltimore building collapse. So they were putting out the fire and the building collapsed on them. Three were killed. Fourth is fighting for his life. The firefighters were responding to a fire in a three-story building on the 200 block of South Stryker Street in West Baltimore when it collapsed at 6 a.m. on Monday. So that's just a sad little fact. Alabama coal miners on strike for 10 months vowed not to be starved out. We haven't talked about strikes or anything lately because the World Socialist website's kind of a bit hardline sometimes, so it's hard to talk about. But state troopers escorted strike breakers to the mine, and local court grants injunctions to limit pickets. But they're still fighting, and they're still holding on. They're not letting the coal company get away with it. Chick-fil-A is under fire for throwing out a homeless man who is trying to buy food. The outlet says he was violating a trespass warrant as he previously spit on guests. So I'd be curious what you think in com. All right. Well, that is it. I've got to leave. My appointment is in 12 minutes, and it takes about 10 to drive there. So fingers crossed. All right. Enjoy this story. Enjoy the song. Enjoy the story. And party on. I'll see you guys Thursday. Wednesday is going to be pre-recorded too because I got a meeting unless they cancel it. All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I am branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere, I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way, I promise to the wanderer. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Though you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun, it's not aimed at anyone, it's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. tambourine man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Oh, man. The story is a little old. It's from January 13th, 2022. Nuclear startup Oklo gets thumbs down from regulators. What does this mean for next-gen nuclear? This comes to us from canarymedia.com, so it's got its little slant to it. Nuclear, the advanced nuclear reactor industry, such as it is, suffered a setback last week when the Nuclear Regulatory Commission denied Oklo Power's application to build and operate the company's Aurora Compact fast reactor at a site in Idaho. The denial is based on Oklo's failure to provide information on several key topics for their Aurora design, the NRC said in a statement. The company is free to submit a complete application in the future. Oklo, a venture-funded startup, had submitted a combined application to license the design and operation of a compact fast microreactor. The company had already received a first-of-its-kind site-use permit in 2019 to build its initial plant on a quarter-acre site at the Idaho National Lab. Oklo reacted to the NRC's decision with a mix of frustration and determined optimism. We woke up a few days ago to incredibly surprising decisions by the NRC. Although Oklo responded to every request for information, and the last thing we heard from the NRC was that the information we submitted was helpful, the NRC has denied our first application on the basis of not having submitted information. The NRC has now gone from having one combined license for an advanced nuclear reactor under review to none. Yet the company says it sees silver lining. The NRC actions are catalyzing a new wave of support, momentum, and introspection from those that support advanced fission, it said in a statement, adding, conversations we've had with the NRC management in the last few days have made it clear that the door is open to supplement the application and to resubmit. Oklo will respond to the NRC letter with a letter clarifying things that cannot be left the way that they were characterized. Oklo has 30 days to request a hearing regarding the agency's decision, challenging the nuclear status quo. Sunnyvale, California-based Oklo has been developing an advanced microreactor design since its founding in 2013, attempting to overcome 40 years of stasis in the U.S. nuclear energy. industry. Oklo envisions its first commercial product as a 1.5 megawatt nuclear battery for off-grid deployment in remote or island communities that now rely on diesel generators. The fast reactor's design could allow the nuclear heater to operate for as long as 20 years without having to be refueled. This is radically different from the light water reactors that make up what's left of the commercial U.S. nuclear fleet. Different fuel, different coolant, and much smaller scale. Oklo is the only microreactor vendor that has been navigating the NRC's stringent licensing process. In an interview with Canary Media last year, Oklo co-founder and COO Caroline Cochran pointed out the stunning fact that no nuclear plant that has submitted an application since the formation of the NRC in 1975 has yet commenced operation. That's mind-blowing. I had no idea. I guess that's why it's news to me. The NRC is apparently not ready to buck that trend, though Andrea Vail, director of the Nuclear Office of Nuclear Reactor Regulation, said in a statement on its Oklo design decision that the commission remains committed to efficiently and reliably reviewing advanced reactor designs. Rod Adams of Nuclear Capital provides some insight into what makes Oklo different and how that poses challenges for regulators. Oklo's combined license application is part of an effort to achieve difficult but important goals. The company has challenged the standard way of doing things and designed a nuclear power system that is different from conventional reactors as a gasoline-powered scooter is from a 100-megawatt slow-speed diesel pushing a large container ship. This news doesn't bode well for other companies developing advanced reactor designs, such as the Bill Gates-funded TerraPower, which Canary covered in detail last year. TerraPower is planning to build a 345-megawatt sodium-cooled fast nuclear reactor demonstration project at the site of a soon-to-be-retired coal plant in western Wyoming. So, we'll see how that all plays out, but this has been a quick little pre-recorded science news update. Hopefully Publius is around to help enlighten us more about fast reactors. All right, back to live news.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.